With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jay.
Alice 105.9. Little sugar, 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 sugar. It's Maroon 5. We've got Maroon 5 tickets to give away next week. Go to Vegas to see Adam Levine, girls.
Yeah, I know. Like, the timing couldn't be any better because I think he might be single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Adam Levine in Vegas, you got to figure he's going to be rowdy.
Yeah. Yeah. So just, I think that if you win, what you do is you put your, you know, your Instagram on a sign and hold it up and he'll DM you.
Oh, yeah. Maybe show some butt pictures. He loves those little booty pictures.
The booty.
Remember, he loves the booty.
He does love the booty. Yeah.
He DM'd that. Also, the Broncos this weekend. That's a Sunday night football game. Sunday night. I like that because you can watch football all day Sunday and then you've still got the Broncos for that night.
That's
pretty cool.
That's what you think of?
Yeah. Yeah, and I love Monday nights, too, because you get football all day Sunday, and then you still have the Broncos left for Monday night, too, so it's perfect.
Wait, they're playing Monday night, too?
No, I'm just saying if they play on a Monday night, which they did with Seattle.
I was completely confused.
Just kind of keep up. Come on now.
So that's your goal?
Yeah, Broncos.
Just sitting on your ass.
Yeah, Broncos on Sunday night, although I'm going to play golf on Sunday. I'm not going to watch football.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to play in a golf little outing.
That's good. Good for
people.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Then the Broncos. Playing the 49ers. Not sure how that game's going to go, though.
No, you said we're going to take it in the shorts.
We could. We could. We could very well take it in the shorts. Now, that's not all that's going on this weekend. A lot of fall festivals going on, too. It's fall crap.
Yeah.
According to Schmidl.
It's a new feature, and it's called Fall Crap with Schmidl.
All right. Fall crap. What's going on, Schmidl?
So there's actually a lot of stuff going on around the state this weekend. So you got the Longneck Pumpkin Farm. That's down in Colorado Springs. You get an admission and you just walk around and you pick out some pumpkins, you know, you carve them and all that stuff.
See, that's fun.
Well, there's got to be pumpkins closer than Colorado Springs.
Well, did you just make a road trip?
I'm just saying.
Are you going to pick apart everything?
Yeah, you don't have to stay here. Like, you can make a little day out of it. You know, you have a road trip. Yeah. You go down there, you pick out some pumpkins, get some lunch, you have a good time, and you come back.
And go to the world's best zoo, in my opinion. And that's the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The world's best zoo. I've even been to San Diego Zoo behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The Cheyenne Zoo, oh my God.
Blows it away?
It's amazing. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's really great.
All right. Grab a pumpkin, see a lion or a tiger.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's going to be a good day. And then if you want to stay a little bit closer, like BJ,
there's
the Morrison Cider Fest.
Now we're talking.
You got Denver Oktoberfest. If you want to go up into the mountains, you got the Telluride Autumn Classic, which is like a fall festival. You know, you go look at the leaves and all that stuff.
I thought the Autumn Classic was with cars.
Is it?
I thought so. Cars and airplanes and stuff.
It's probably up there. But the Telluride's where all the leaf peepers go,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
And then you got the Fruit of Fall Festival, which is kind of the same thing. It's just all a bunch of fall stuff, beer. You're looking at leaves, all that.
Yeah.
You got the Colorado Springs Oktoberfest. The Breckenridge Oktoberfest, the Autumn Gold Festival, that's up in Estes Park, and then there's like a Colorado pizza pop-up
that's up
in Westminster.
Two things. First of all, it always bugs me, because I go up to Vail for their Oktoberfest, and it always bugs me that it's in September.
Yeah.
I don't know why, it bugs me. It's like...
Yeah, there's an explanation for that, but I can't remember exactly what it is, but there's a reason they do it in September.
And this Colorado pizza pop-up thing, you guys, looks awesome. It's the first ever. It's in Westminster. It's Westminster. And it's absolutely free, but you do have to buy tokens to buy like the pizza and all that stuff. But it's different pizza and beer, and it's the first ever Colorado pizza pop-up.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. You're right.
Well, they've never done it
before. All right, September 25th, which is what, Sunday?
Yeah, and they said it ends right before the Broncos game.
Little pizza pop-up.
So it's perfect timing to pre-tailgate, I guess. Yeah, it looks fun.
All right, Spadil.
A lot of fall stuff to do this weekend.
Fall crap.
You know what I haven't done in a long time?
What's that?
A hayride.
Hayride?
A hayride.
Yeah.
We need to do a hayride, you guys.
I've never done one.
No. who actually does the hayride?
What do you mean?
I mean, where do you go for a hayride?
Well,
I don't even know where you pick the place out.
Sometimes pumpkin patches have hayrides.
Yeah.
But
I think they have it at Chatfield.
Oh, do yeah.
With that I think
kinda,
they have a little hayride that goes around the park area.
I think they do barrels. Everybody sits in a barrel and they pull them around.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. A hayride's like a little dangerous because you sit on the bale of hay, and then you drink too much and fall over the side, and then the back tire runs over you and you die.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've seen that happen.
I've done the hayride. I've also done the sleigh ride, which you can do.
Yeah.
So, they're both quite the experience.
Yeah, it says because Germany has their Oktoberfest in September. Get over it. Okay. And it says, why is BJ complaining about everything?
I'm not complaining about everything. I'm just complaining about one thing. I complained about the thing down in Colorado Springs when I've got pumpkins down in Morrison. Yeah. Take that, pal.
Okay. There you go. That's your October crap or fall crap.
The October fall crap. There is a lot of things to do, though.
Yeah, there really is.
Yeah. And I think I heard this morning that if you're going to go up to see the colors, what is it, the foliage?
The leaf peepers.
Yeah, the leaf peepers. If you're going to do that, next weekend's your best weekend.
Are you sure?
Not this weekend.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Because we're going up tomorrow.
I saw it this morning. Yeah. They're saying not exactly. You got to really search to find the leaf peeping, the peak leaf peeping. You got to really search for it this weekend. But next weekend, it will be ideal.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, this is bad.
That's what Spadil's girlfriend says.
That's what Kylie said?
Yeah, that's what she said this morning. She said that this is not the weekend. But next weekend is the best weekend.
But I'm going... Okay.
Just saying.
Is that because it's been hotter than normal? Did she say why?
I would think so. Yeah. I guess they just haven't changed enough, right?
Son of a gun.
Yeah. She named out a couple of places, but you really had to travel to get there.
We're going up to Vail.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see what you want to see. You might see a little bit, but not peak. You know, you're looking for peak.
I feel like I've just been kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, well.
Take it in the shorts.
Well, you just took it in the shorts, exactly. Yeah, you might want to postpone it a week.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
I said something to you, and I realize I have no idea what it is either. I think it's high socks, lederhosen. I go, oh, BJ, it's time to get your lederhosen. And BJ's like, what's lederhosen? Well, you said wienerhosen.
Well,
I said, no, it's lederhosen, but I think it's high socks.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've heard the name before, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Lederhosen.
It's got something to do with Germany, right?
It's how you dress for Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
You get your lederhosen. I think maybe it's the suspenders that go over and the high socks.
I don't know if it's that. I think you might be onto something with the socks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anybody
know what lederhosen? I just throw it out there like I know.
Where do you buy that? You go to TJ Maxx or something?
Lederhosen Mart.
Yeah.
Huh. It's
all right, Spadil, we'll look into that.
Okay.
They're like overalls that cut off at the knee.
Oh, so it's like the overalls with the shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, those are hot.
Oh.
Those are really hot.
I think I have a pair.
You do?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, wear them.
I'll go look for them when I get home.
Yummy.
Yeah. I'm watching the Betty White auction.
Wait, what?
Have you seen the Betty White auction?
What?
It's happening this weekend. Yeah. It's underway right now, and it ends on Sunday.
Where do you go
1,500 items up for grabs.
Where do you go to see it?
It's online.
I mean, but it like, who's carrying it?
Some auction house out of Hollywood.
Wow, 1,500 items.
1,500 items that belong to Betty White. They basically went into her house and got every item inside the house because they're selling the house.
Yeah.
And every item in her house. And I guess, I don't know if she has anybody that this stuff goes to.
That's why I was going to ask, where does her inheritance?
I have no idea. But everything she owned inside that house is up for auction.
Because she didn't have kids, right?
Nope, she didn't have kids, and her husband died years ago.
Did she have siblings that maybe she left stuff to nieces and nephews?
I don't know, but she's got things like her couch, chairs, all kinds of stuff. Mattress.
No, shut up.
The Betty White mattress, you can own it.
They're selling a mattress.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Go take a look.
They're not selling a mattress.
Look it up, Spadil. Look it up. Not. The couch is on here.
Yeah, but not a mattress.
And I think it's a fold out.
Are you lying about the couch?
No, I'm not lying at all.
Oh my, are you sure?
The couch is, they projected it go somewhere between $100 and $500. The current bid, there's three bids on it right now. The current bid is $500. No, $600.
For her couch?
For her couch.
I don't know. That kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, she's got a couch and she's got a lime green chair that's set in her living room, they said, that she used a lot.
I do like her door knocker.
It's are like, you seeing some of the items?
Yeah, he's looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, her door knocker is
this
like,
is a real auction, guys.
A door knocker is like a cat, and it's creepy, but
it
it's cool.
It is a little creepy.
Yeah, but it's cool. How much is that?
It doesn't have a price on it. I mean, it's an auction, right? So it's whatever it goes for.
Yeah, but they've got the bids on here.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I think he's on a different site.
All right, you might be on a different.
I'm going through the actual catalog. It's hosted by a place called Julian's Auctions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you go to BuzzFeed, they give you what the current bids are and how many bids are on it. For an example, Betty White's typewriter. It's one of the old typewriters, right? I mean, she was an old person, right?
I bet Tom Hanks will buy that. He collects typewriters.
He does.
$700 right now is the current bid on that
Didn't
thing.
Didn't he buy some a typewriter from somebody in Colorado?
I think so.
Yeah, there was
a
story
about that like a long time ago.
Betty White's monogrammed towels. She wiped her butt with these towels, folks, when she got out of the shower.
Why are you
You can own this. You can own this.
Don't do this to Betty White.
No, think about this for a minute. Betty White, she rubbed down with these towels, folks. Yeah. Got a wet Betty White. Use these towels, and you can own them.
Now,
right now, the bid is 8 bits at $800. To own the monogrammed towel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, now, here's the biggest item on here.
Okay.
Betty White's wedding ring.
Oh.
Now, you would think that if there's somebody in the family, somebody would keep that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be up for auction, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she was married to that, what was his name?
Alan.
Yeah, Alan London,
Funk,
I think it was.
Alan Funk? No.
I think it was London.
London?
Something
know.
Like that. Anyway, Betty White's wedding ring, $17,000.
Are there any bids for it?
Yeah. No, that's the bids.
Oh.
They projected it would go for $1,200, but it's at $17,000
wow,
right now.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. And stuffed animals? Yucky.
She's got stuffed animals.
These chairs. Everything in here looks just ancient.
Well, and I feel like I can smell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Look here. Betty White's bedroom door.
Her bedroom door?
They took her door and put it up for auction.
Who are these people that are taking all this?
You can own Betty White's bedroom door. What is that thing saying? Huh? Ooh, $350.
What is wrong with you?
$350. What is that door saying, huh? If that door could talk.
Somebody wants to know if they have anything from the Golden Girls.
Did you know she was a smoker at one time?
She was?
Yeah, Betty White's cigarette case.
What? Okay, BJ.
$450.
You need different hobbies.
For the cigarette case. I got to buy me something here. Now, I want something that's got her name on it, though. I may have to go with monogram towels.
Yeah.
Because that way you know for a fact it belonged to Betty White. If I've just got some cigarette case, nobody knows exactly where that came from.
Now, it goes B with a W. What's her middle name?
I don't know.
Oh. All right.
I went past the towels. I'm moved on down to a dog bag.
Marion,
oh,
BMW.
Oh, wow. See if you have
BMW.
A BMW.
Just like the car.
Wow,
huh?
This is great. It says Betty had 3 stepkids. They are all well off. The proceeds go to animal charities and the San Diego Zoo. So that's where it all goes.
Check this out. Betty White's original Golden Girls director's chair.
Oh,
with
that's
her name
go
on
for
it.
A
that's
lot
what
of money.
You want. What do you think it's going for?
$23,000.
They're projecting somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000.
What?
Current bid, $18,000.
Yeah, that's going to be.
It's got her name on it. Yeah, Betty White. Here it is.
Okay.
Golden Girls.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll be watching all weekend long. Folks, if you want something to do this weekend, screw the leaves. Forget about the leaves changing. watch the Betty White
There's
auction
so
online.
Much stuff. Like, it even has her trophies.
1,500 items.
Oh, my God.
Up
that's
for grabs.
Crazy.
Now, I wonder where the money goes.
I just told you. I read it.
Where?
Oh, my God.
Where does it go?
Animal charities in the San Diego Zoo, like I just read to you a minute ago.
Oh, I'm too busy. I'm looking at, oh, looky here. Betty White's dining room table.
Oh, she
with chairs.
And she has some shells. They're even doing shells?
Yeah, seashells that she just had collected.
She collected? Oh my God. All right. Whatever.
She picked them up on the beach somewhere.
They're auctioning them off.
They're auctioning these things
bizarre.
Off. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next, right here. BJ and Jamie.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 1059.
Oh, hey, what are you guys doing?
I'm looking at the auction. What do you think I'm doing?
Oh,
I'm over here
right.
bidding,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I'm trying
yeah,
my best
yeah.
to get some of this merchandise.
Man, you know, it is so funny how the internet, you know, you hear one thing, but then you hear the total opposite. The internet's a funny place. So I had heard on the internet that Harry Styles did a fantastic job in Don't Worry, Darling, which is opening today, that he was an amazing actor. But then I'm also seeing on the internet that he's horrible.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to believe. I guess you just go and judge it for yourself.
Yeah, they say this movie sucks. But then again, it's according to which article you read. You don't know.
Exactly. You don't know. The internet's a dangerous place.
I will say that the projections they make usually for opening weekend for movies, they're pretty darn accurate. And they're saying this one's going to do 15 to 20 million, which is not very good. So
yeah, we'll see. All right. Anyway, so that's Don't Worry, Darling, Harry Styles and the whole Olivia Wilde thing this weekend. Kanye West. Oh, thank God I have audio from Kanye West. Because, man, that makes my Friday.
Now, what was he on? Good Morning America yesterday?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Yes, he was. And thanks, Shmadel, because you made my Friday.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
Thank
Love Kanye.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry, that was my nose and some snot.
Oh, that's okay.
Anyway, yeah, so Kanye West apologizes for any stress he caused Kim Kardashian, number one.
This is the mother of my children, and I apologize for any stress that I have caused, even in my frustration, because God calls me to be stronger. But also, ain't nobody else finna be causing no stress either. I need this person to be least stressed and a best sound mind and as calm as possible to be able to raise those children.
This dude is so bipolar. He does this every single time. How many times does he come out and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do this, and then 2 days later, I guarantee you, by this time next week, he's done something else to cause the stress.
I agree.
He does it every single time. Then he'll come back and apologize. Then he comes back and he raises havoc again.
He is bipolar.
He's just all over the place.
He's crazy. Then he talks about how he had to fight to be a parent.
Do you feel you have a voice as you're co-parenting now?
I do have a voice, but I had to fight for it. That hurts you when you have to like scream about what your kids are wearing. And it's just little nuances where there was a parallel to what was happening at Gap, what was happening at Adidas, and what was happening in my home. It was all a kind of a disregard for the voice of something that I co-created. I co-created the children. I co-created the product at Adidas. I co-created the product at Gap. There's a parallel, and the parallel does touch on discrimination.
Even within your marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Stress again.
So basically what he's saying is this. Nobody's listening to me wherever I am.
Yeah, and he just apologized before that, that he causes stress, and then he starts over again.
Lord. He says he still wants to be in politics.
Do you have future political aspirations?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Kanye for president.
President, yay!
Woo! Kanye.
He says that he's going to run for president again. I hope he wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, we need somebody like him.
Yep. I wonder what the poster will say. He's the king or something. I don't know. What
President
do you call
Yee.
Yeah. What did he call himself? King or something the other day? I forget. Anyway, okay. So then they talked to Elon Musk, and they asked him about patenting different products. Here it is.
And these are all manufactured on site here?
No, these are made in California.
Oh, these are made in California. Okay. But SpaceX.
SpaceX.
Yeah, I mean, you make them.
Yeah, we manufacture the engine.
Okay.
It's the highest chamber pressure engine ever done operationally. By any standard, the most advanced engine ever made.
And how quickly can you turn out one of these?
We make them one a day. Most counterintuitive thing is making the rocket out of steel, probably.
Yeah.
We use 300 series stainless steel.
Is that something you patent?
No, we don't really patent things. Patents are for the weak.
Yeah, you share the... There you go.
And, you know, the problem is, like, patents are generally used as a blocking technique. Right. They're like, using, like, landmines in warfare.
Right.
So they don't actually help advance things. They just stop others from following you. And most patents are BS.
I get what he's saying. He's saying, you know, like if somebody has one little part over here and you won't let me use it, it stops, you know, something bigger from happening.
Yeah.
I get that kind of thing. But there are some patents that really, you know, I mean, remember that whiteout crap? That
was
cool.
Yeah, I think patents work.
That whiteout stuff was cool. We sniffed it all the time. It's like, whoa, man, that stuff's cool. All right, TMZ is putting out another. They're doing this a lot. They did it with Richard Simmons. They did a documentary about Britney and somebody else. Oh, who killed Michael Jackson? Now they're doing Prince, Fatal Secrets. Here's the trailer.
TMZ has confirmed a death at Paisley Park.
We have very sad news. Prince died alone in an elevator.
Prince was an extraordinarily healthy person.
Prince didn't think that he was taking fentanyl. It was a counterfeit pill.
I did have a clue, and if I had had a clue, I'd like to think he might still be with us today.
What happened to him was the exact opposite of his image.
You know, I always forget about that. He died in an elevator.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That is crazy.
Yeah, by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And it was
elevator opens up and there's a body lying there?
And it was fentanyl, right? Was it fentanyl?
Yeah.
Man. That stuff. You know what's weird? And you brought up something off the air. So there's a guy in, I don't know what state, but he was supposed to get, what do you call it, executed or whatever? What did they call it?
Lethal injection.
Yeah, lethal injection. And they couldn't find his vein. So they postponed it. They couldn't find his vein. And the PJ said, why don't we just touch him with some fentanyl?
Yeah.
It seems to be killing everybody.
Yeah.
That stuff is crazy.
Simple.
Where did it even come from?
I think it's manufactured in a lab, and a lot of it, they say, comes out of China.
Yeah, it's an opiate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it just, like, came out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
It just seems like it just showed up, and it's killing all these people.
Well, it's so incredibly strong that it's really easy to, and it's easy to make and generate, right? And then a lot of people just cut it into, like, you know, whatever drugs that they're selling.
But it's been used in the medical community for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because it's so strong, you can really stretch out.
Right.
Like whatever drugs you're putting
it
in.
I remember when I had my heart attack a year and a half ago, they gave me fentanyl. That was the first thing they gave me when I got into the ambulance.
And what does it do?
Makes you happy.
Oh, it made you happy?
It makes you a little woozy.
Because these people don't seem happy. They're dead.
No, it's a controlled environment because it is medical. But yeah, I certainly see how people get addicted to it.
Really?
Because it is strong.
Oof.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems crazy.
It's like 100 times stronger than morphine.
Really?
It's like 100 times stronger than heroin, too.
Yeah.
Because my mom was on morphine when she was dying, and, you know, she was seeing butterflies and all this stuff on the walls, and finally she was in no pain, but I can't imagine that you need something stronger than that, you know?
Jeez. Well, they have it.
And here's another story. Speaking of drugs, I didn't know that Noah Cyrus, which is Miley Cyrus's sister, Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter, I didn't know she had a Xanax addiction. Did you guys know that?
No.
I didn't either.
I didn't even know there's a Noah.
Oh, yeah. She's had a couple of hits out.
I didn't know that.
She has long black hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, she did a song with her dad about her reflecting on advice she received from her dad in the midst of her Xanax addiction. And so here's the song.
Just stand still and watch your sunset gleam with only dirt under your feet to fill. Just stand still. 67,000 miles an hour around the sun, and that is how it feels. Just stand still.
It's alright. It's not great.
Everything is lost in you.
Xanax. Oh, I thought I heard the word Xanax.
The word Xanax is not.
It's not in the song.
Oh my God!
They missed out on something here.
And then finally, for my God, it's supposed to be a touching song, and you're singing Xanax over and over.
I thought it said Xanax.
It doesn't.
That's what I thought the words were.
No. God. Finally for you, I told you more people would come forward about Adam Levine. Well, that in fact happened. It was Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
Whoa. Tommy Lee, you said? Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. A dude came forward that Adam Levine's been texting him?
Yep.
Whoa. We joked about this yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
Said the only thing more surprising than all these women that are coming forward with Adam Levine is that if some dude comes forward, and now Tommy Lee has come forward. What's going on?
Tommy Lee yesterday took screenshots of what Adam Levine had sent him. One of them said, holy F.
Oh, my God.
It says, that rod of yours.
Oh, my God.
That rod of yours is insane.
I feel like I'm on Xanax.
There you go, tablet trash.
Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Adam Levine back. Oh, by the way, we have Maroon 5 tickets to give away to see Adam Levine in Las Vegas next week.
You started three sentences and
I know.
Didn't finish any
I know.
Of them.
I'm just saying. It's at Xanax.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.